know that your spirit is made for the word of God. The more of the word that you speak, causes things will happen spiritually for you. That's why I'm recommending you to God's words. There is power in the word of God. It's a requirement for you to meditate. The evidence of your Christianity is the amount of word in you. What proves that you are a Christian? You are a person full of faith. The devil is not afraid of your shoes. The devil is not afraid of your lip gloss. He's not afraid of your hairstyle. He's afraid of what is inside of you.
You're listening to the Faith Alive broadcast with Pastor Daniel Hammond, Deputy General Overseer of the Tabernacle Worship Center. And now, to today's message.
Do you realize your response to circumstances are as a result of the information you hear? Who or what do you obey? The circumstances or the Word of God? Join Reverend Daniel as he teaches the benefits associated with acting on God's Word in his new series titled, Art Thy Word. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Suppose that Jesus is Lord.
Yesu oyora.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Can I tell you something?
Let me ask you to be actual.
Be excited about serving Jesus.
Amen. But when you need to assume Yesu.
In these times you are in there, those who are serving the Lord, things will be very good for them.
Amen.
I'm telling you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We started a message on
at thy word.
And the last scripture we read was a scripture in Luke.
Right?
Okay, so let's go there quickly. I want to move quickly to
that.
Let's read through it and I'll just paraphrase it and move on.
Amen.
Luke chapter 5 from verse 1. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret,
yeah,
and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them, yeah, and were washing their nets.
Yeah.
And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship.
Yeah.
Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep, and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night, and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net.
He said, nevertheless, at thy word,
let down the net.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
So we saw in the scripture, Jesus did not command the man to go to fish. He had to preach before he commanded him.
Why
did he do that?
I didn't know. Yes.
Because there's no way that Peter would have obeyed him. The reason why you are struggling to respond to God's word is because you are not a hearer. The reason why you are struggling to respond by faith is because you are not a hearer. The faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So if you want to cure your unbelief or cure your doubt, you must be a persistent hearer of the word of God. And when we started the message, we saw that a wicked and adulterous generation look for signs. Because when you look for signs, you can easily be deceived. Very easily. There are people who are practicing witchcraft and they are called pastors. And they are doing signs and wonders. So how will you know? And because God in his wisdom, he will prefer you operate by faith. faith. Do you know why? Because if you operate by faith, the devil cannot get you there.
Why?
Because the devil thrives on the flesh. He can only work on your flesh. So the only way he can attract you is by your senses. If you see any ministry that is of God, one characteristic you see, they emphasize on the word of God. A ministry who does not have that, you see it, they emphasize on only miracles. And the people in the church are not solid people. They don't even know what salvation is. I'm telling you.
Amen.
So you can see that they are just going to church. And they are there because they have itching ears. They want to hear things. They are not there for the word of God. If you are like that here, you better repent. I'm telling you.
Amen.
Because the most important part of the service is that the Holy Spirit is communicating to your spirit. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Are you here? The Bible is telling us that a wicked and a what? Adulterous generation
is a sign.
You don't need a sign when God speaks to you. God only wants you to operate by faith. People of God, when I tell you that you are entering into
2020
with mighty testimony, as soon as I said it, you don't need a sign. Your excitement and your energy to receive the word of God is a proof that you believe.
Amen. Amen.
The Bible said Abraham,
Charles said Abraham,
he did not stagger.
Why he him
at the promises of God through unbelief, but what he was strong in faith. What was the evidence? What is the evidence that you are strong in faith? He was giving glory to God. So when you receive a prophecy, what shows that you believe is what is how you behave.
It's
how you
act. Amen.
A lady who was looking for a child for many years. Who's the doctor? The doctor tells her,
no, catch her and say,
you are pregnant.
Say, when you,
there's no sign.
There should not be beyond right.
There's no sign.
Not be beyond
there's no sign to show the babies.
Not be beyond no chest.
But what does she believe?
And should be anything or GD, yeah.
Because the doctor has said,
doctor not catch her no.
Because the doctor have said it.
Doctor na katre.
When God is speaking to
say,
you,
say nyankopon ne okasa.
You see, she will live happy, excited. Can't
so
wait
to tell her husband. So before ne ho ye.
She's so happy.
Ne ni aje ne ho.
Everything changes about her.
Because the baby has
because the doctor have said it.
His son said, doctor ni na katre.
That's why God said, who has believed our report?
Tino, so why not see as a medi?
When you come to church,
so who bash sorry?
God speaks to you. Which one are you believing?
Emu diye hina wuchidi. Amen.
He said, and Simon answered, said unto him, Master, we have told all the, and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will lay down. This would let you prove that when Jesus was speaking, the words were entering in belief. So it was beyond the foolishness in the realm of the physical. He just obeyed. You see, we are people of faith. You have to understand that God will never appeal to your senses.
This thing you have to shake it.
He said, let the weak say, I want.
Or say, man, why you are
not appealing to your senses?
And
the thing you are tired. The thing you are sick.
Oh, so
you are feeling feverish.
What
say, I am strong.
So not trust him, say, Cassam,
it doesn't appeal to your senses. You are in a marriage.
Oh, wow,
things are going bad and negative. And God says, say good things about
the
marriage. But God, the way I'm suffering,
and so he
says, shut up and say good things about the marriage. It doesn't appeal to yourself.
You know who I want to see.
So for kwake fazen na omo bo fi o.
So for Christ say ya no who ya mo bo kakra.
Nibi kome lebo na to cho ni bi amenu shi.
Nua me bi o ha say e fa mi amemo no want to see.
Am I preaching my word?
There be.
I'm preaching God's word.
Eye nyame asem. Amen.
You don't get the message.
Amen.
And we have to learn to act the word of God. In spite of what we are going through. Because the other one will not also end well. It will worsen the situation. The other one. No, if you make another decision.
Outside God's word.
It will rather make the issue worse. Is the message.
Amen.
Do you like the message I'm preaching?
Yeah. Amen.
When they had this done, they enclosed a great moat of fishes and the net break. Which means that, you see, let me tell you. When you respond to God's word, it gives much results. It gives much results. And the results are sustainable.
Now says I'm fast one, so it means today.
It's a heaven and earth shall pass away.
But
my words shall never pass away.
No matter
the word of God spoken to you will last for you more than a sign.
I bet now century. Amen.
Don't forget what I just said.
Amen.
Quick, let's change the scripture. Psalm 89, verse 34. Quickly.
Psalm 89, verse 34.
Quickly, I'm going to bring us something. Read it.
Psalm 89, verse 34.
Yeah.
My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing which that is gone out of my lips.
God is saying, my covenant I will not break.
I said,
and I will not alter what I've already said. And I
explained
on Friday that when kings speak,
says him for Kasa.
In a kingdom,
the
king is the highest authority.
But
when the king speaks,
he
the king is subjected to his word.
So
the only thing that will restrict a king is his word that have gone out. You saw it in the Herod. He didn't want to kill John the Baptist.
Herod, no person will kill John the Baptist.
But he made them and said,
and so
to the girl,
sword or catch up and
whatever
said,
you want, even to the half one, I'll give you.
Era,
to when he said it,
and to Akai,
he the king himself.
On one,
his words now controlled him.
Nothing, that's something he said. So
even though he didn't want to kill John the Baptist,
and one said, kill your honey, Suboni, no.
He couldn't.
When to me, I'm your home.
Up on Pelk, I was on here.
Cares more small,
and that's how God's works are like. Where God has said something about you. Let me explain something to you. I pray that you are Holy Spirit. Help them to understand it.
Amen.
Because what I'm going to say is going to help, it's going to challenge their theology. Their theology is going to be challenged. God help them.
Amen.
Listen to me.
Afiti.
A man swindled his father to speak.
Maybe. Dada ni ne papa se onkasa.
And because even though the method was wrong,
ne wom se kwan ofa so nyemu.
It wasn't an issue in the spirit.
Na enya sembia e wo honhun.
You don't get it. Do you understand the message? Do you understand the message? Oh God. One time Bishop Dad said that God have told him not to pray for some people. Because if he prays for them,
they'll
be blessed in their wickedness.
I'm
speaking spiritually.
Listen.
So if a man of God prays for a wicked person, that God doesn't want a person to leave.
Because
a man is anointed, God will have to perform it. So God will restrict you from praying.
So
don't pray for this person. It's not because your words are dangerous. And what God wants to do, he can't do because you are spoken. Do you see how the issue is? It's a very serious issue.
Amen.
Very, very serious. I'll tell another issue. It's actually another story. I'm sorry. Archbishop.
Ah, no, Ben Archbishop.
No, Archbishop himself.
Archbishop Ankasa.
He said,
or say,
he was in a program.
No program, yes.
And in the program, the Lord told me to go and pray.
Program, nothing. I'm catching
seven. And he moved out of the place and went to go pray.
And no free. Hold on.
As was praying, then he called a sister.
No friend in
London. And let's just say, he has a sister.
No, beside me,
the husband of that picked the call. He said, what is happening? Then the man said, how do you know?
So
just tell me what is happening.
So catch him here.
Then he said that, you know, the wife is in labor. They've given birth to first, second children. All of them cesarean section. By cesarean, they cut them. And based on the doctors, medicine, there's no way you can give birth naturally.
Is it true?
But this time it was more terrible. And so, as he was talking to the man,
he said,
you get back to him. Then the Lord told him, call your mother. This woman is a Christian. When he called the mother,
mommy,
with all respect, revoke the curse upon my sister.
No man out there told me.
No man said, what case? What happened?
I said, no man out there.
But God remembered him. Do you remember when you were young? The way my sister used to worry you and trouble you. You used to tell her, when you grow up, you will see. Listen, the woman has said, she loves the daughter. The time has passed. She's forgotten it. But that word. See that things that happen, they have no, their parents will die. They never knew that they have done this to their children.
I'm showing you who are winning that thing.
There's more power in words than sign and sign.
You see, to me, when you want to say,
the woman just said it. The woman prayed with them, prayed with Archbishop there.
He
said, God, I take back the words I've spoken. This child. This I'm not telling story. This child
came out natural.
Can you imagine words?
In some.
That is why when a man of God with oil. When he speaks to you, you have to wait, take it. Because the words that Isaac spoke over his children, he said it as he was swindled. But he knew, he feared greatly because the way that I've been spoken is more potent than for you to see a sign and something. No.
This lady,
she's married. This one, she's married.
Amen.
I've been telling her many times when I speak to her. You see, when I speak, whether I'm tired or not, I've said it.
Amen.
Amen. Do you get a message I'm preaching? So we must, you see, let me tell you. Don't labor to be rich.
Labor
to be blessed.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus. You see, that's why I say, at thy word. Because he understood what it means when he speaks.
Holy Ghost. Amen.
Do you like the message I'm preaching?
Amen.
When I was preaching, my people go and reconcile with their parents and all that. All those things were part of the.
You have no idea why.
Because you know what? These same parents will now begin to bless you. Mm. So at least if you are scarce before,
he
is now blessing you. So then it works. Some things may not look like okay, but it's loose talk. And those loose talk, they work on the people.
The
people. You see the father and the mother insulting the child. The sad, the child will go to school and won't get it. And
then
when a child comes and say, oh,
Bape.
Oh,
Papa.
The woman has no idea. She is the cause of the child's problem.
Oh yeah, abofrano.
Let me tell you, many years ago, when they want to clear a forest,
go and Google it,
you see it. They'll circle the forest. And they'll speak to the forest. They'll give curse. The trees will wither. God wants you to believe his words.
Amen. Human
beings, their words are working.
How
much more his vessel he has given to
you? Amen.
Is it the message Mr. Lai gave? He wasn't expecting such a thing. But he can identify. This is the words of the prophet.
Amen.
He can identify.
Amen.
He can identify. Because see, how come all this war? All of a sudden, see, you come in. And look at the thing that are happening to him. You can say, if something is working, the thing is working.
There's a baby, chuma. Amen.
Jesus. Holy Spirit of God. That was, I love Jesus.
Me do yes.
And you see, the ignorance of the whole world is that this part of our world, we are
seeing nim ne say.
There's so much negativity in our speeches.
In
our families. And in some other world, they are talking about dream. There was a dream. It's a dream. It's like it's an American dream or dream. Or you can make it like it's like the society sort of celebrates people who are dreaming.
It's
like a battle of words. So words are making people's life better.
Other
people are having their
lives
useless. It's a message.
Amen.
That's why you need a word more than a sign.
Amen.
You need a word more than a sign. If you look at Bishop Oedipo, if you listen to his message from many years ago, if you are a listener of messages, every time he's prophesying, there's nothing new. Then you begin to hear testimonies. As his spirit, you prophesy. I was like, amen. That's what they do. That's what they do.
Amen.
That's what amen. That's
amen.
That's
all.
And that amen.
That's amen.
It's producing mighty things.
Amen. Amen.
I'm teaching you foundation. That when you have an answer, when I'm speaking now, you don't sit down. Come on, you're watching me.
Amen. Amen.
It's a message.
Amen.
Psalm 138 verse 2, quickly.
Psalm 138 verse 2.
Quickly. Holy Ghost, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Please read it.
Psalm 138 verse 2.
I want to move on today. Read.
I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name.
Thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. God, you know, your name represents who you are, isn't it? So it means that if I've raised my word above me, it means that I will take my word very seriously. Because it means that my word is above me. Which means if the word hasn't come, I'm finished. Do you understand the message? Are you here? So when you are dealing with God's word, let me tell you, I say God's word is rhema. That's a rhema. Do you know the Holy Spirit is still speaking? The The Logos is not God's word. It's the spirit that is speaking to you from the word.
Now,
God said that, so shall my words be. My words out of my mouth. It's simply that when God speaks, he believes what he says. The reason why you don't believe what he says, because the word has come from your spirit.
No,
you don't believe what you are saying. Because
that's it
comes from your spirit. The rhema is what enters your spirit. And that can only come by constant listening to the word of God. So that you have no shadow of doubt that you are getting there. Or you are there. How do I say like this? You know that if you believe something, you say it without thinking about it. What I mean, it's part of you. Who's your mother? Oh, this is my mother.
Why no, mommy? Oh, no,
it is in you. It's part of you. It's by default. That is how the word of work in your spirit. Are you understanding what I just said? That some people, when an issue comes, they're afraid.
They have it in their soul.
Oh, Jesus. Do you believe what I just said? So there are two kind of people in the church.
There are people who
like Peter, they have been soaking the word. So as for them, whenever they receive a word, because they have faith in them already, they can easily respond. Are you here? Now let me show you something. Why I tell people that, you see, your miracle and your breakthrough is not for the future, it's for now.
You
see, when I'm praying, oh God, you even fight with me in your head. I know. So, Pastor, that's what he's saying. No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that it's not good for us to have hope. I understand.
But not
for material things and breakthroughs. You are hoping that Jesus will return, isn't it? But in the Bible, there's a clause. There's a thing that we have to do. We have to act for him to come.
Bibi woho, it says, yeah, and
do you understand the message? So when it comes to manifesting God in your life now, it has more to do with you than God.
Amen.
And that is why we like to be comfortable. It makes you lazy. It doesn't make you go for it. And that's why you spend many years and you never get it.
And also, it's not a form of fear on Sankano.
We believe you've been blessed by today's message. Join us same time next week for the continuation of this message. For more information, please contact us on +233 243 730 537. Worship with us at the Christian Council Auditorium, Osu. If you have never received salvation, if you have never received Jesus into your life, if you have never experienced this life of Christ we're talking about, then this is your moment. Say these words: O Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died to save me. I believe God raised him from the dead and he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life. From this day, and by my faith in him, I receive eternal life into my heart and into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have eternal life now. I am a child of God. I am born again.